2 Kings chapter 16. This is about King Ahaz, king of Judah. In the 17th year of the reign of Pekah, king of Israel, Ahaz, the son of Jotham, became king of Judah at 20 years old. He was king for 16 years, but he did not walk in the way of his ancestor David. Instead, he did what was not pleasing to Yahweh, and he followed the way of the kings of Israel. That's the 10-tribe kingdom. But we're going to read later that Ahaz has a son, Hezekiah, who is a good king, at least to start with. So you can see how a man comes from good parents, but he's bad. But that bad man may have a good son. And what that shows is that everybody has their own individual, independent relationship with God. And you can't get into the kingdom of God because you had a good mum and dad. You've got to pray to God, read the Bible for yourself, and decide in the end for yourself. And that is why bad people who are not really believers have children that do believe, and good people have children who don't believe. Because every child, every individual must decide independently. Well, this Ahaz was so bad. He followed bad examples. If you like, he had wrong friends. He was in with the wrong crowd. He even sacrificed his own son as a burnt offering to idols, copying the awful practices of the people whom the Lord had driven out from the land when he gave it to the Israelites.
But if he sacrificed his son, then How did Hezekiah
become king? That's a very good question. Well, it's clear that he had more than one son. So this would have been Hezekiah's brother who got sacrificed. And it might have been that which turned Hezekiah right against the idols, because he would have remembered seeing his brother, who he'd have run around playing with as a child, he'd have seen him sacrificed by his own father. And the awful effect that would have had on Hezekiah, he would have thought, I'm never going to worship these idols myself when I grow up. And so, in the high places and under every shadowy tree, Ahaz offered his sacrifices and burnt incense. So, as I said before, these high places were where they worshipped the idols and also worshipped God. Now, this awful idea that by doing these idol sacrifices, they were somehow serving God. And this is the problem that all God's children and the members of God's people have always had, to think that we can actually serve God by serving ourselves. And we've got to follow God as he says. And that's why the Bible is so important. King Rezin from Syria and King Pekah of Israel attacked Jerusalem and surrounded it, besieging it. But they couldn't beat Ahaz. So you see, sometimes a person appears to get victory in their life or success in their life, even when they're wicked. At this very time, the king of Edom took back the control of Elath and drove out the Jews who were there. And the Edomites came and lived in Elath. Ahaz sent men to Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, and said, I am your devoted servant. Come and rescue me from the kings of Syria and Israel who are attacking me. Ahaz took silver and gold from the temple and the treasury and sent it to the emperor Tiglath-Pileser. And in response to that, the Assyrian army came against Damascus, that's the capital of Syria, and killed King Rezin and took some of the Syrians away to Kir as captives. So, what should he have done? He should have trusted in God. That's what he should have done. He should have trusted in God. But instead, he used the gold and silver that was in the temple and gave it to this king, thinking that he'd go away. Now, actually, King Hezekiah, his son, who generally was a good king, he actually failed in just the same way. He also took silver and gold out of the temple and gave it to the king of Assyria. So you see, the son failed in the same way as his father did. And that's, again, the message, to be independent, to not sin as our parents did, to think, oh, well, Mum used to do that, Dad used to do that, that's all right, I can do it. We've got to be independent before God and on our own decide that, nope, I'm going to follow God, no matter what background I came from, whether it was good or bad. When King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet this king, Tiglath-Pileser, he saw an altar there. And he sent a message back to Uriah the priest with a precise model of it, even down to the tiniest little detail. And Uriah the priest built an altar just like it, so that it would be ready when King Ahaz returned from Damascus. When he did get back, Ahaz saw the altar that was finished, and he offered sacrifices and offerings upon it, and poured out wine offerings, drink offerings, and blood upon it. This bronze altar that was dedicated to the Lord was between the new altar and the temple. And Ahaz moved the old altar to the north side of his new altar. So in other words, he's bringing the worship of the idols right into the temple, right into the house of God. And he ordered the priest Uriah, use this new large altar for the morning and evening offerings and for the people's drink offerings. So Uriah did as the king commanded. In other words, he mixed paganism with the true worship of God. And as I keep saying, this is the big temptation for God's people, to mix, to believe a bit in God and yet also believe in the ways of the idols that are around us. And this is our big temptation. It's why we've got to serve God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. King Ahaz took apart the bronze carts that were used in the temple, took away the basins that were on them. He took the bronze laver, that was where they washed the sacrifices in, and he put it on a stone foundation instead of on the 12 bronze bulls that were there. And because he wanted to please the Assyrians, Ahaz also took out of the temple the platform for the royal throne and closed up the king's personal entrance into the temple that Solomon had built. So, because the king had his own special entrance from his house into the temple, but he had to take this away. So he's totally under the control of this Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria. Now, it's all pretty sad, and it's all leading up, in the end, to God destroying both Israel and Judah. So after all that, it's pretty amazing that we're going to go on to read in chapter 18 of how King Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, tries to put all those things right. It's a pretty big job that he had. And so this is what's so exciting about really being the true children of God, that we are called to be absolutely independent, absolutely individual in the way that we serve God, not just doing things because Mum and Dad did it or didn't do it. And this is why you've got to read the Bible for yourself, to figure out what God really wants from you, and then to do it in humility and in bravery. Not afraid to say, but how we were brought up was wrong.